I don't know about you, but I for one have been enamored by the rapid development of new sports that advancements in technology have made possible. When esports downloaded its way onto the scene, sorry, that was lame, it quickly gained legitimacy and now is officially sanctioned in colleges and competitive scenes across the country. However, esports aren't the only advancement in the field, pun intended, that new tech has made possible. A whole array of new wearables and peripherals are also flooding the market for those who enjoy traditional sports as well, allowing for a slightly uncanny coupling of the body and the machine, the stuff of sci-fi. Wearable heart monitors, step tracking, and eye-assisted video training sessions are all recent examples of this trend. One sport has emerged, however, to act as a kind of real-world esports equivalent, blending the highly technical control skills required to excel at video games with the wearable tech. That sport is drone racing, and it has taken the world by storm as a fast-paced, highly dramatic form of entertainment a la BattleBots, but with less fire and fewer flying shards of metal. However, just as with BattleBots in its early 2000s heyday, safety is absolutely essential to success in drone racing. If you want to try it for yourself, there are some important things to know, and the new guide from FPV Racing Drone is a good place to start. High-quality FPV goggles are one of several pieces of equipment recommended by the new guide, as they are crucial for visibility. When selecting FPV goggles to purchase, readers are advised to look for the highest resolution they can afford to ensure a clear and reliable view of their drone during flight. Goggles with a wide field of view are also suggested to improve situational awareness and provide the user with a more immersive experience. In addition to FPV goggles, the guide also notes the necessity of a durable helmet to protect drone racers from potential injuries. Readers should choose helmets that are comfortable and well ventilated to avoid becoming overheated from exertion. If you plan on going pro, a helmet with a built-in communication system is also recommended to facilitate easier communication with your team. According to statistics released by Drone Survey Services, a drone service and inspection company, 4,250 drone-related injuries were reported between 2015 and 2020, with some of the most common injuries, including lacerations, sprains, and internal injuries. This underscores the importance of adequate safety measures in protecting drone racers from injuries. Alongside safety gear, the guide explains that regular drone maintenance is also essential for maintaining safety. Readers should ensure they clean their drones after each use and check regularly for loose connections or frayed wires. Frequent firmware updates are also suggested to maintain optimal drone performance. Furthermore, the guide also recommends multiple forms of insurance, as this can absolve readers of financial liability in the event of an accident. Liability insurance is one such recommendation, as it provides coverage if your drone causes injury to others. Hull insurance is also necessary, as it can cover the cost of repair or replacement if a drone is damaged. Remember that safety should always be your top priority when flying an FPV drone, says a spokesperson for the company. Make sure to have all the necessary safety gear and equipment to ensure a safe and enjoyable flying experience. To read the full safety and comfort guide, visit the link in the description.